Preface. FM6-22. Developing Leaders provides a doctrinal framework covering methods for how leaders develop other leaders, improve their organizations, build teams, and develop themselves. The title change reflects the manual's emphasis on developing leaders at the direct and organizational levels. FM6-22 emphasizes the active process of teaching, training, coaching, mentoring, study, and learning required for developing Army leaders. Development does not merely happen because of established institutional and administrative policies. Developing leaders requires deliberate intent and genuine engagement by raters, senior raters, instructors, trainers, support personnel, and the leaders themselves. Leadership is fundamental to Army operations as an element of combat power. Subsequently, developing leaders requires an understanding of related doctrine. To comprehend FM6-22, readers should be familiar with the fundamentals of leadership, attributes, and competencies in ADP 6-22, Army Leadership and the Profession. Understand the nature and fundamentals of operations as described in ADP 3.0, Operations, and be able to exercise command and control as described in ADP 6.0, Mission Command, Command and Control of Army Forces. The leader attributes and competencies are common to all Army leaders. Each branch identifies the technical and tactical knowledge, skills, and abilities required of leaders to perform their duties at specific grades and positions. As the operations process is the framework for exercising command and control, readers must also understand the fundamentals of the operations process established in ADP 5.0, the operations process. The principal audience for FM6-22 is all Army leaders, military and civilian. FM6-22 serves as a primary aid to leaders to develop individuals and cohesive teams from the division down, with a focus on company to brigade levels. Trainers and educators throughout the Army use this manual. Commanders, staffs, and subordinates must ensure that their decisions and actions comply with the applicable United States, international, and in some cases host nation laws and regulations. Commanders at all levels will ensure that their soldiers operate in accordance with the Law of Armed Conflict, LOAC, and applicable rules of engagement. See FM6-27. FM6-22 uses joint terms where applicable. This publication incorporates copyrighted material. FM6-22 applies to the active Army, Army National Guard / Army National Guard of the United States and United States Army Reserve, unless otherwise stated. The proponent of FM6-22 is Headquarters, United States Army Training and Doctrine Command. The preparing agency is the Center for the Army Profession and Leadership, CAPL, United States Army Combined Arms Center Mission Command Center of Excellence. Send comments or recommendations on DA Form 2028, recommended changes to publications and blank forms to the Center for the Army Profession and Leadership. Attention, ATZL-MCV-R. 804 Harrison Drive, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, 66027-2302, or by email to usarmy.leavenworth.tradoc.mbx.6-22@army.mil.